Good morning. It's the 16th of September. Our first reading for the day is 2 Kings chapters 22 and 23, in which we read about King Josiah. I'm going to read to you from Brother Stephen Palmer's book, Josiah and His Children. Brother Stephen begins by inviting us to consider the implications of chapter 23 and verse 25, which says this: "And like unto him," that is Josiah, "was there no king before him that turned to the Lord with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his might, according to all the law of Moses. Neither after him arose there any like him." Now, Stephen writes, the scripture just quoted poses a problem to some. The record says that there was no king before or since like Josiah. In other words, he was unique. But King Hezekiah is also described in a similar manner. How could two kings be given the same accolade, that there was no king before or since like them? Is scripture contradicting itself? The answer is that both showed superlative spiritual qualities, but in different ways. Hezekiah's commendation was, he trusted in the Lord God of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor any that were before him, for he clave to the Lord. That's from 2 Kings chapter 18. Hezekiah's outstanding quality was the trust he showed when the armies of Sennacherib threatened to overrun Jerusalem. No king before or since, under such trial, demonstrated such supreme reliance upon God. Josiah's distinction was different. He also demonstrated trust in God, but not in the way that Hezekiah did. What marked out Josiah was the way in which he responded to the word of God. He was moved with a zeal not shown by other kings before or since. It was his turning to the Lord which was unique. The spiritual distinctions afforded to Hezekiah and Josiah do not in any way place these kings on a level with the Lord Jesus Christ. The Master was unique in respect of all spiritual qualities, though bearing the same nature as ourselves. But Josiah, as Hezekiah and other great characters of faith in Scripture, is in so many ways a type of the Lord himself. We should study the life of Josiah not as mere history, but as a prophetic portrait of the Master, for this is how the Scriptures present him. The similarities between Josiah and his greater son, the Lord Jesus Christ, can readily be appreciated when we summarise the life of Josiah as portrayed in Scripture. He sought the Lord from his youth. Twice he cleansed the temple of idols. In the intervening period, he travelled throughout the land, including Israel, to cleanse it of idolatry. During his reign, he sought to bring the lost sheep of the house of Israel into the fold of covenant relationship with God. He built up the house of God, in so doing making the word of God available to the people. He prepared a great Passover, and he provided the Passover lambs. His untimely death at the hands of Gentile powers led to a great lamentation amongst his followers. Each of these points, when followed through Scripture, leads us to the work of the Lord Jesus. Brother Stephen goes on to consider that as we study the life of Josiah, we shall find that his generation has many parallels with our own. May we apply the lessons and exhortations of that last generation to ourselves, so that we and our children may, like Daniel and that faithful remnant of Judah, develop the faith which will sustain us in a hostile Gentile world and bring us to the kingdom of the Lord and his Christ. We say Amen to that. Thank you for listening to me.